Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. We are getting up close to one of the biggest institutional investment managers in Canada. When it came online in July 2017, Canada's Investment Management Corporation of Ontario, also known as IMCO, did so as the ninth largest institutional fund in Canada. The investment fund manages assets for Ontario's public sector clients and is independent from the government with more than $60 billion in assets under its management. Unlike some of Canada's heavyweight pension funds that have key strategies to invest extensively in growing markets, IMCO was built with a focus to manage public sector funds. What is its story and how is it planning to expand in Asia? We speak to Jean Michel, Chief Investment Officer of IMCO Invest. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you for having me today, Michelle.
Tell us a little bit of the story of IMCO. What do Asian investors need to understand about it?
As you mentioned, we've been created less than 2 years ago. We've been created to manage public assets in the province of Ontario and in Canada. What's special about us is that there have been no other creation of a fund over almost 20 years in Canada. So it's a pretty unique situation that we are in. And it's create a unique and set of circumstances for us that it's an advantage, we believe, to be new in this current state of the world. We're investing in the net for the next 10, 15 years. We believe it's going to be much more difficult than it was for the last 10, 15 years. So we believe that starting from the ground up today create an advantage for us so we can really hire the proper teams and have the proper processes and the proper strategies to look for to create value for the next 10, 15 years.
Help us understand what drives the mandate of IMCO.
The mandate was really to manage the public assets that basically were not managed on a professional basis. There was, before the creation of IMCO, there was roughly $150 billion of assets that were managed by people that were not considered professional investment managers. And the idea was that to pool those assets under one umbrella will really help have better risk-adjusted returns in the future and basically create value for the province of Ontario.
So the organization has more than $60 billion in assets, courtesy of your first two clients, the Ontario Pension Board and the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board. When you look at your potential client list, what comes into play with decision-making in terms of expanding that list?
The list is fixed. So by regulations, we already know that there's around 90 potential clients out there with an additional potential $90 billion of Canadian dollars that we could add on top of the $60 billion we already manage. We don't expect to gather all those assets, but over the next 3 to 5 years, we expect to grow this organization to around $100 billion.
And what is the value proposition of IMCO?
The value proposition is really to offer access to those clients, investment strategies that they cannot build by themselves. So great portfolio construction, great asset allocation advice, and great teams that invest in all asset classes on a professional basis and on a cost-adjusted basis on a very competitive proposition.
Help us understand the autonomy of this organization. You were created by the provincial government?
Yeah, we're created by the provincial government, but we were created at arm's length from the government, so we operate totally independently from the government. Our mandate is to create value for our clients, achieve the best risk-adjusted returns for them. And we've been created under the model what people refer as the Canadian model, where we have the potential to attract talent and compensate them properly, so we can compete in this in this market with the proper teams.
And we're chatting with Jean-Michel, Chief Investment Officer of IMCO Invest, getting up close to one of the biggest institutional investment managers in Canada, the Investment Management Corporation of Ontario. So you're in town, Jean, this week to meet several big funds in this region. What are IMCO's expansion plans in Asia?
Yeah, Asia is obviously, we are a global institutional investor. We invest in all asset classes around the world. So you cannot be called yourself a global investor without investing in Asia. And Asia is growing so fast. We know, we all know that China will be the biggest economy in the world over the next 10 years. So Asia is a big part of our plan for the future. So we are here this week to basically start looking at potential partners, start making introductions and telling our story, basically, and telling people that Asia is going to be a very important part for us for to invest our portfolio in the future.
So IMCO is nearly in its third year since your establishment. What are some of the new, being a new player in the field, are there advantages to being that new player?
Yeah, I think there's one big advantage that we see is that we have the opportunity to really build a team and build investment strategies that are going to work for the future. We believe, especially on the private markets, it's going to be difficult to get good returns and create value over the next 10, 15 years, given the amount of dry powder or assets, money that chase all the assets available for sale out there. So for us, be new. We're not trapped in the past and how we were doing things in the past. So for us, building new strategies and hiring the proper teams for the future, I think it's a big advantage that we have.
So IMCO Asia's holdings market value currently at $5.8 billion, or 9% of the fund's total assets under management. Do you foresee this figure for Asia increasing drastically in the next couple of years or in the near short term?
Yeah, it will increase. For now, the assets that we have invested in Asia, it's mostly for public equities, and we want to expand this to our private markets or real estate infrastructure and private equity. That will see the share of those assets invested in Asia increasing over the next 5 to 10 years. So yes, our share of Asia of the total portfolio will increase over time.
So the U.S.-China trade war is something that we banter about with all our guests. It's impacted so many companies and countries all across the world. Has the trade war impacted IMCO in any way?
Yeah, I guess it impacts everybody because obviously it hurts. It has hurt the global growth. It's obviously hurting China, and I think it's going to be resolved. If I have to make a prediction about that, I think we're going to resolve that. It's going to be resolved before the fall. But I think for me, what worries me the most about this is not the trade war itself. It hurts China's growth over the short term, and it basically distract China to attack their biggest problem, which is the deleveraging that they need to achieve and the shadow banking that they need to reduce. And by having this external distraction that basically slow down the restructuring that they have to do, which I believe for the long run is very important.
Is IMCO looking at China as an important possible area to invest in?
Yeah, China will be in our radar in the future for potential investments.
What are some difficulties when it comes to managing money from the public sector? And how do you address these challenges?
I don't think because our clients are public sector clients, I don't think it changed the way we manage money. We are there to optimize a return, get the best risk-adjusted returns for our clients, and whether they are the public sector or private sector, I think for us, it doesn't change the way we manage assets.
The aging population in Canada has been a growing concern for your country. What does this mean for IMCO in terms of the future of pension funds?
Pension fund in Canada, it's a big part of our big part of what Canada is all about. I think we created a very well designed pension system that is, I think, working very well. I think we have some challenges of an aging population and the cost of maintaining those pension funds going to increase over time. But if you compare to other countries, Canada is very well positioned to maintain those pension plan in the future. And for the most part, those pension plan today almost all fully funded. So I think the situation is really good on the pension plan point of view in Canada compared to other regions in the world.
So you're here on a visit. Any plans to maybe set up an office in this region?
Yeah, we have not decided yet what's going to be our plan in the future, but we all know that Asia is going to be very important for us, and it's going to be very important to invest in the private markets, infrastructure, real estate, and private equity. And we understand that these investments are made on a relationship basis. So having feet on the ground, it's a big advantage. So if we are serious about that, that probably means that down the road we will be opening an office in Asia.
Help us understand a little bit of your management style. This is an 18-month-old fund, basically, starting things off the ground. What's important to you as a leader taking it forward?
Yeah, I think we want to have a very well-diversified portfolio that is not concentrated in any single strategies. We will be managing in all different asset classes. So private markets for us is very important, but we're going to continue to manage public assets. We put a lot on emphasis on portfolio construction and asset allocation. We believe this will has the biggest impact on your potential return over the next 10, 15 years. And we are a believer of active management, and we are a believer of creating teams or building teams internally to manage asset in-house as opposed to be heavily relying on external managers.
Well, thank you so much. Great getting to know you and more about IMCO as well. Jean-Michel is Chief Investment Officer of the Investment Management Corporation of Ontario. Came online in July 2017. And when it did so, it was the ninth largest institutional fund in Canada. With its two clients, it manages more than $60 billion in assets.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.